Well, on the phone with me is Lauren Daigle, of all people, and I am so excited to have her with me this morning. And Lauren, thank you so much for taking the time this morning to just kind of dig into your life a little bit and what makes you tick. So I'm going to just throw out a few questions for you this morning. So, Lauren, can you tell how you've grown in a particular area spiritually from when you began your ministry about 10 years ago?
This is going to sound weird, but holiness, whenever I used to hear holiness, I thought, oh, okay, goody goody two shoes. They do everything right. They're completely perfect. Continue down the list. I remember thinking the word holiness is so, or like it's this unbelievable reverence that I'll never be able to gain in my life. And the further along in this journey I go, the more I realize, like, the sanctification of Jesus, how he sanctifies us, and the things that we feel like will never measure up. All of the things that I do to try to just attain holiness or to attain goodness or to, you realize, wow, next to his sanctification, all of my trial will never amount. And then we get to be, like, we get to collide with this thing called grace, which people talk about constantly, but when you really understand the weight of grace in relationship to sanctification, it's pretty powerful. So I say that to say, what is it that I feel like has happened to me from the past 10 years to now? I feel like God has truly been working on sanctification in my life. And who will ascend to the hill of the Lord, those with clean hands and a pure heart. And I think just my cry this morning was, God, make me pure. Like, whatever pure looks like, let me be pure in your eyes. And so, yeah, I think I'm on that journey.
That's awesome. And how you can explain that even as you are in the limelight so many times all over the world, it seems, where you can come to the point where you can explain it. Holiness really is something that we need to learn more and open up our hearts and lives to Jesus for in our life. Well, Lauren Daigle with us this morning. And on a scale of 1 to 10, Lauren, how annoying is it to get the when are you going to get married line?
Oh, my gosh. I feel like I would say maybe a 7, because I appreciate people being curious. Like, I appreciate people asking, but there's also this pressure involved in their asking 99.9% of the time. It's like, oh, when are you getting married? AKA, why aren't you married? Oh, I had someone tell me the other day, you need to freeze your eggs. Oh, gosh. All right. That's not what I expected to hear today.
I can totally empathize with you. There's been times where people have said some most radical, unbelievable things to a particular question that I've asked of them. And it's got to be way up there, Lauren. I feel bad for you to have to even answer that question. But, you know, appreciate you so much joining me this morning. One more question to have before you got to get back to your busy schedule. How tough is it to hear such deep things from people that are fans, knowing that you can't really invest in the relationship because you see people in such short spurts?
Yeah, in signing lines and in things like that, this is what I had to go to counseling to kind of learn some of this, because the idea of not taking it home with you. One of the things that I learned was, okay, in this moment, the moment of me sitting right in front of them, it's all that I have. This is all that I have. So I'm going to take this moment and make it something beautiful for them. I'm going to take this moment and make it something worthwhile. Because I think that's the thing, is we can be so, like, kept, you know, so in a moment where we're trying to think of how much greater, what more can I do? What more can I do? And sometimes it's the moment that's genuinely just right in front of you, that is the moment that person needs. And so that's what I try to tell myself. Hey, this moment is what you've been given and that we've been given to give these people, and make the most of that. That's kind of what I try to do in a signing line. And let them, this is the other thing, is God has this wild way to make time expand and to make impact deeper than what time would allow. And so I can't, like, there's been times where somebody will say one thing to me, and I'm like, whoa, I had no idea that was going to impact my life the way that it did. And then fast forward, that happens for other people when you speak. You know, they feel that as well.
Well, Lauren, thank you so much. It's been so good to talk to you, and we love your music. Of course, it's way up there on the charts, and God is using it, though, in a big, big way. I mean, you've been able to go on national stages and sing and proclaim the name of Jesus, and we appreciate you so much. Thank you for joining us here on the Pete in the Morning Show on WLJN.